Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the Profit Pro. And he's the guy who helps us make sure that when we do our business, when we go to the marketplace, that we actually turn a profit when we do it. Imagine that. What a novel idea, right, for a small business. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, what's the word today? What do we need to know about being more effective and more successful in our businesses?
Well, Jim, certainly one of the things that you and I have been talking about a lot lately is the rate of change in terms of how we have to sell to our customers. You know, doing it the same old way we did it in way back in the 1990s just isn't going to work anymore today.
Right, exactly. So, well, exactly, because things are different. And what do you think? What is your best advice for us right now?
Well, Jim, you really have to harness the power of the internet to help educate your customers and meet them on the terms that they're looking for. You know, when I was a field salesperson back in the 1980s, 90s, and even into the 2000s, yeah, 1890s, we used to have to hop on an airplane, get in a car, and go visit and travel and have a lot of meetings with customers before we even asked them for an order. That was very expensive and time-consuming.
Right.
And these days, with electronic communications, the internet, and so forth, a lot of that pre-work really should be done before you go visit and ask for that order.
One thing's for sure, we have to. There's a lot more preparation. The old days of just calling on people and getting things started and learning as you go, and uncovering what you needed to know when you got in the door. Those days are over, aren't they?
You got to be prepared.
You got to be prepared yourself. You got to be prepared about them. You got to be prepared for them to know maybe as much or more than you know. I mean, the setup to getting, even just to getting to the qualifying call, the setup for that takes so much more preparation and intention and planning than ever before. And if you don't, you basically are become irrelevant.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I had talked to a small business owner just the other day who said, I'm gonna send an inquiry out to several hundred potential customers, and I'm going to find out what they want. And then maybe I'll get a meeting with them. And my response was, yeah, I laugh too. You can't do that anymore. You have to find out how you can help them and clearly communicate exactly what you can do for them as early as possible in the connection, because otherwise they will not have time to meet you. They won't even have time to open your emails.
There was a time when people went to work and expected to have to spend part of their day talking to salespeople, because we had, as a salesperson, I was my customer's internet. Today, that's no longer the case, and most people refuse to take someone's, maybe not even their phone call, probably many times not even their phone call, let alone a cold call, a physical cold call. And people are feeling like they need to have
some context, some kind of, they need to see some kind of relevance to you, from you to them, before they even will see you anymore. That takes a lot of work in advance, doesn't it?
It really does, Jim, and it means you have to focus to be efficient and effective and have a decent profit margin out of your sales and marketing efforts. That means you have to narrow your market focus down to a point where you can, in fact, do all that work. You have to find that niche and then satisfy it.
Right, exactly. So that's a big deal, folks. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Steve Martin right after his messages. And it's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.